This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Review on the air. The DJV group, the DJV gang, the DJV posse. Over the years, Jennifer, how many words have we used to express or to try to wrap ourselves around the members of the group as it got bigger, even?
Well, I'm going to say at least hundreds, maybe thousands.
Maybe that. Thank you for
that. You are the epitome of Wordle.
Yes. It's Jennifer Horn here along with Victoria Keevan and Jay Kirshner to go through the charts for the week of February the 21st to the 25th, according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can find these charts if you're interested in just seeing the list and sort of referencing it at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. So we know, I guess we've got 10, but pretty much there's one or two, maybe three, as I look at the situation. The three biggest stories are probably what we'll spend our time on. I like to sort of spread it around. I don't like to do it the same way every week as we go through. Sometimes I go through the story, sometimes the people list. But by the time we're done, you'll have a good overview of what has been talked about on most of the news talk stations, not necessarily what we've talked about on the DJV program this week. And for those of you who listen to the program, the 2 hours of the talk radio countdown show and the review, the discussion takes place with the DJV people that you can hear if you want. Either find a station or you can go to djvshow.com. Follow us there either on the regular time the program is on, or there are podcasts that are there every day and every way at djvshow.com. All right, so ladies, the number one item of the week, as you can imagine, is the invasion of Ukraine. Is it really an invasion? Is it really a war? Is it so much?
I think if you asked Ukraine, they would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
So how do we measure when you say are there people that are civilians getting killed in the streets?
Yeah, as we do this program, and it will air throughout the weekend, civilians have taken up arms and they are fighting the Russian military in Kyiv. I mean, it's possible that when this program airs that Ukraine is no more. I mean, this is real, and they've armed 18,000 citizens over the last 24 hours, and they have told them that Molotov cocktails are legal, and they're recommending that citizens fill up glass jars with gasoline, light them on fire, and throw them at the Russians, because that is where they are right now. And
so
it's a war.
Get away. How does in
because
this
no one
day
wants to
age,
engage them in World War III, you know, and sanctions are not enough.
Why does it have to be World War III? Why is it? Do you think that they all want to destroy themselves? Is Putin that much off his rocker? We all thought, I think he was fairly sane.
He's not crazy at all. Putin is very smart, but he has plans to redevelop the USSR. That is what he wants his legacy to be. And we as the global community in our country have allowed him, once again, allowed China to play us. China and Russia are in bed together. China has provided him backup assistance to avoid the sanctions. They're helping bankroll this. They're providing him alternatives if he's pulled off the world banking system. None of this matters to him. And so, you know, you need someone crazy enough to say, you know what, I'm going to bomb Moscow. And if they say that they're going to bomb Moscow, maybe he shuts up. Maybe he backs off. But there's a possibility that he goes into Poland. And if he does, or more likely, probably the Baltic states. And if he goes into the Baltic states, that is going to be a problem, because then those are NATO countries. Yeah. And you're going to have NATO forces defending them against Russia. And then you're going to have China
come
in.
Right,
and that's a world
madman.
Yep.
But then he's a madman.
He's really not. I think that's.
But he's going to destroy himself, because there isn't anybody who survives another war.
All he cares about is legacy. All he cares about is rebuilding the USSR. In
somebody
some ways,
then there ought to be a group of snipers in as close as they can get to him and shoot him, kill him. That's what
needs to
happen.
You know, in some ways, well, what's interesting is that when we talk about extreme Islamic terror, which used to be our greatest threat, right, after 9/11, we would talk about that, and we'd say you can't deal with this like a regular war. You have to deal with this as an ideology, and I think to some extent, and it kind of hit me yesterday, Vladimir Putin is an ideology. He has an ideology about what he wants to see that is more important to him than anything else, but the scary thing about Vladimir Putin is he does have that geopolitical element as well. He's got landmass, and he's collecting more by the day. Ukraine is a country of 40 million people. It's the second largest country in Europe, and that's going to be his, or may already be his.
But then, at the end of the day, so let's say he lives another 10, 12, 14, 15 years. There's nobody, he's not groomed anybody. There's nobody behind him. So I suppose the other side of it is what's to keep him from what the Ukrainians then decide to declare their independence when somebody pops Putin. No, I just don't, I'm having a hard time.
So you think it ends with Putin, is what you're saying? You think, it doesn't, it's not like North Korea where they'll just pop up another relative or family member or whatever.
No, because there aren't any relatives. There's nobody there that anybody knows who's the second lieutenant. He's such an egomaniac. He doesn't have anybody around him that the West knows about.
Yeah. But he's got a lot of followers. I mean, think about the country of Russia. So much of what his press conferences are and the way they use their propaganda, it's to influence the masses.
Yeah,
that's where his power is.
Yeah, but his he doesn't have, that may be, but he doesn't have any bench strength. It isn't like even
we
with
know
the families
of
North Korea. Yeah, but let's hope, let me put it that way, that our CIA and other intelligence, the MI5 and MI6 or whatever is there, and others like the Mossad know who's there that would be a backup to Putin. I'm not saying let him have his way. As a matter of fact, what I'm saying is, maybe as verbally, vocally as possible, this send over the Delta Force or the SEAL team, the same ones that killed Osama bin Laden and have been responsible for lots of stuff like that, and kill him. Because
I'm
with
sure
him,
that's been talked about. I'm sure that's... I don't know. I mean, like I had said yesterday or earlier in the week when we were talking about this on the DJV show, you know, in the world community, even though we know that it's a corrupt election, he's still technically a publicly elected official. And, typically the NATO alliances don't really go in and just somebody who's been elected.
Isn't it time we break the rules? He's broken the rules.
To.
So
sure,
why
we may
would
have
we
to.
Not... do the same thing. We take we send over those the drones and kill the leaders of various organizations that don't like us. We've done that. We did it recently.
I think
so.
The risk
why can't
is
we do the
that,
same thing here?
Well, there's a risk. Number one, he's backed up by President Xi. So then, are you going to go in and drop a bomb on him?
Yeah.
And then, if you do it, that's a declaration of war. And does that mean that somebody's going to drop a bomb on the White House? And is then Biden offed? Is Emmanuel Macron offed? You know, I mean, that's really what you think about when you attack a leader, as Victoria mentioned, someone who is recognized as elected, despite how the elections go. That means it's fair season. So then do they not like our president? So then they go,
it's not like guerrilla warfare. It's different. There are different standards there. But again, like Doug said, maybe
with militaries.
Right. Well, maybe we will change the rules. I don't know.
Rules. Putin has changed the rules. And he's so brazen about it. He just had a phone call with Biden, less than 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, whenever it was. Maybe even, was it last weekend? It was pretty recently that they had a 1 hour or more conversation when Biden was trying to convince him to not do what he was going to do. There's not much convincing. When you look at a personality, I'd love to have a shrink on the program at some point in time to actually analyze Putin's his personality and what it is about him. I'd like to know what his astrology chart looks like so you know how far he's willing to go. At this point, it seems like he's... And I would think the Russian people would, when they look at the death of how many soldiers, because there'll be soldiers that'll be killed here.
Sure, yeah.
Do they... You know, if they didn't, if he wasn't really elected, if he, you know, he says, vote for me or I'll kill you, then there's got to be some sort of sentiment in Russia.
There are protests and there's opposition. Russia. That's why Alexei Navalny got as far as he did. He came close to, you know, he's certainly the most internationally recognized person who has challenged Putin. And we know what happened. He got poisoned. He almost died. And now he's rotting away in a Russian prison. But, you know, 1,700 people were arrested in Moscow and St. Petersburg for protesting this war. So, I mean, it's that 1,700 doesn't sound like a whole lot, but, you know, as this
they're
is
brave.
Getting more and more, yeah, they're very brave. And as this is getting more and more intense, you know, maybe we'll see more of an uprising within Russia.
But, and that would be, honestly, that is the only thing that will stop it. And, you know, I almost find it kind of like insulting with the world community's reaction. I mean, you can say a lot of things, and yeah, sanctions, maybe it's even too late for the sanctions. Russia's already avoided them and side-skirted them, and they're willing to take the loss. And Vladimir Putin hasn't even been personally sanctioned, which I think is a huge mistake from our country. I think we should have done that first and foremost, make it hurt for him personally. But it's almost insulting as you got people living in a subway bomb shelter, like trying to create bomb shelters for themselves, and they're turning, you know, buildings blue and yellow in Ukrainian solidarity. I mean, it's just, it's so little. It's so little that we're doing. And
this is 2022. It just seems with all of the media, the news media, and the sort of regular media, with all the focus and all the attention, is this all it takes? Have we all, the rest of us, cowered down to the point where there's some little punk like Putin? We're gonna, instead of calling Pukin Putin, we'll call him Putin the punk, that he can muster up all the forces and put this together. And these guys, there are those people who are theorizing that this has been a strategy of China as they want to disrupt the entire world so that they can take over, starting with COVID. COVID started this whole thing, disrupted and upended the world, and now you see...
I mean, this is going to cripple us. If this war, you know, for people who say that it doesn't matter about, you know, it doesn't matter, it's just Ukraine...
Look at the price of gasoline.
It's going to cripple our economy. It's messing with the stock market. It's tanking crypto. The gas prices are going to go up. People are saying it's going to be $6 or $6.50 a gallon in California. Well, no, I mean, in California, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
You give it another dollar, gas prices will be up a dollar around the country. It's pretty crippling, and it matters. And forget the loss of life, and, you know, it does matter. Everything's connected.
All right, so that's, I think, a good overview of what's going on from our point of view. We'll get some listener input because we have asked some questions. You have a chance, if you want, and you're listening to this program live right now, you can go to DJV. You can go to all of our social media, at DJV Show, and tell us whether we're at the doorstep. I don't even like to phrase the question, are we at the doorstep of World War III? Because World War III if it really is, we've been thinking for a while that we're at war anyway with China and Russia because of the use of technology. And so is that what saves the day or ruins the day? That's the question, and we'll get some answers to that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got 6 houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review for the last full week of February. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. It's time for Jay to go through some of the responses, including the question that I just posed. We've been actually posing it on our social media all week. That is whether or not this is the doorstep, the opening gate. I don't even really want to hold the thought, and I'm not sure I even want to say or maybe another war, I mean, instead of saying World War III. So what do you get back from some of our listeners, Jay, when it comes to that?
Well, for the most part, a lot of people do think that this is the beginning of something bigger. Stacey Arre actually pointed out, too, is this the door opening for China to invade Taiwan? Is that what happens next? Is it not a matter of if, but a matter of when? Kind of what we were saying with Russia invading Ukraine, not a matter of if, a matter of when. Don Berg says whether or not we're at the doorstep of World War III, it would depend on how... What did you call him, Doug? Putin the Punk?
Putin the Punk. I like that.
Putin the Punk.
Putin the Punk. Good alliteration.
Yeah, it would depend if he sees the response, what he sees in the response to move into Ukraine, and he might want more. It might not end with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Jay Stevens says a world war does not start due to a single event. It's a domino effect, which is a really good point. But what China and North Korea decide, it's going to determine whether or not there is another world war.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. We were talking earlier about the life cycle of one's chart and the astrological, the realities, because I believe, and so do a lot of other people, that you can tell a lot about a person if you know the information that gives you their moon sign, their sun sign, and their rising sign. And we at least know that Putin is a Libra with Gemini moon in his chart. And so what does that tell you? Libras are not easily, they're not easily defined. Geminis, however, are. Sometimes the moon is more important than the sun, and they're easily bored. They don't have any tolerance or patience for a lot of things, and they can do things. They are pretty disruptive, actually. As a matter of fact, Trump is a Gemini. I think his sun sign is Gemini, isn't it, if I'm not mistaken?
I thought he had, like, a double Gemini.
Yeah, he does. He's got a lot of Gemini.
He's got all the Geminis.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, what else? Let's see. Larry says, go ahead. Yeah,
Ahead. Oh, yeah, Larry Fuss also believes that this could be the beginning of World War III, saying the commies sense weakness on our part, and they are going to take advantage of it.
All right. And who else? What else?
Jason Thomas also made a really good point. Putin has made it clear his goal, as he has said many times in speeches, is to take back and reestablish the Soviet Union. Considering some of these countries are now part of NATO, this could very well turn into World War III.
So, is Putin really strong, or is he just an opportunist? And might he be, if you put him in a corner like a rat, he'll run away? That's the other thing. Sometimes Geminis are like that to a point. They don't, you know, they'll throw rocks at you, but then they won't stay to fight.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, and I was going to say, I don't know if you have seen this on Twitter or not, but Ukraine's official Twitter handle had tweeted out this graphic of an image of a cartoon of Hitler kind of cradling Putin's face. And then and there was really no context to it, just that. And then in the next tweet, they had said, this is not a meme, but our and your reality right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of weird thinking going on, as well as weird stuff. But the astrological input is that this doesn't last. So let's see if that's right. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Confession. The only thing I love more than spring itself are the savings I just got at Kohl's. I'm talking 50% off new patio furniture, cute and comfy sandals for under $35, and long sleeve tops for just $11.99. Not only did I earn Kohl's cash, but because I'm a Kohl's Rewards member, I got an extra 25% off too. I mean, extra savings and extra sunlight. Hello, spring.
Select styles, 25% Kohl's Rewards offer ends March 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You-
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian war in Ukraine enters its fifth day. Over the weekend, many countries expanded their sanctions against the Russian aggression. Switzerland, often a neutral country, on Monday is set to review its potential sanctions and asset freezes against Russia. Putin responded to all the pushback by putting his nuclear weapons on high alert. The BBC translates.
Top officials of leading NATO countries are making aggressive statements about our country. Therefore, I'm ordering the Minister of Defense and the Chief of the General Staff to put the strategic nuclear forces on special alert.
The office of Ukrainian President Zelensky said a delegation would meet with Russian officials for talks near the Belarus border on Monday. Vaccine passports will no longer be required in New York City starting March 7th. Mayor Eric Adams said Sunday he plans on lifting school mask mandates then too, barring major infections. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine has entered its fifth day, the resolve of the freedom-loving people in Ukraine has many Americans in awe. James Carafano is the vice president for policy at the Heritage Foundation. He tells Fox News, Putin's war is pitting brother and sister against brother and sister.
Yeah, I have been to Kyiv. It's a beautiful city, and the Euromaidan was the center of the revolution that brought democracy to Ukraine. Kyiv is the heart of this, so it's remarkable to see the land of freedom essentially under assault again. But first of all, it's day five. I think it's 3 days longer than anybody thought they would last. The fact that the Belarusian forces have been brought in is really interesting. You know, Belarusians, much like Russians, consider Ukrainians their brothers and their sisters. And I don't think the average Russian or Belarusian wants to be fighting Ukrainians. It's not in their heart to do that. So, and I can't imagine that this was the plan, that bringing in Belarusian forces was part of the plan. So clearly, the Russians are doing things that they didn't think they were going to be doing when they planned the invasion.
The James Webb Space Telescope continues to have success as its month-long mirror alignment continues. The team is now starting the fourth phase of mirror alignment, known as the course phasing. The first images should be available in July. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
Can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we continue our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen here with members of the DJV program that air with me every week, a discussion of lots of things going on in the world, including things like the stories in the chart list this week from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com and at DJVShow.com. Jennifer Horn is here, also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay Kirshner, who's, among other things, in charge of our social media and what's going on in the world of trending stories. I think it's hard to get away from, because all of the top three items, I think, are related, although some people would say it's a stretch to connect number three, the COVID situation. But as I said a few minutes ago, I think that this, the disruption of the economies of the world, the disruption of people's lives around the world, started this off, as far as I'm concerned, given the allegiance that Russia has to China and perhaps vice versa. We have created this situation, not only us here in our country, but all around the world. People who run these big corporations, and believe me, as a capitalist, I don't like to be pointing this out, but what happens with unbridled capitalism and greed is exactly what we have. We're eating our own mess. That is not just Americans and not just American companies, but all around the world, people have China made it easier. China is like a flame that a butterfly runs into at night. That's what the Chinese were a lot smarter than everybody else. People didn't look ahead. As corporations don't look much more than 6 or 8, 10 months ahead at their bottom line. If they're doing well, then the CEO is doing his job and providing money for the stockholders. That's great, in a manner of speaking. But not being able to figure out all of this, or being too asleep or whatever it is, to realize that they have eaten our lunch. Not only the Americans, but pretty much the round up of whatever countries are consumer countries, and that's pretty much everybody. Certainly most of North America and Europe and South America as well, things made in China prevail. Not just all, there's a lot of them, they prevail. And we still have companies, as a matter of fact, the Chinese, and I think this is part of the whole, this is the whole situation here, that the economies of a lot of the survival of a lot of companies, the way they've now created this hole for themselves, it depends on their favor being favored by Xi and the people in China, or the government of China. I don't know about the people of China, but the people of China have had good jobs and gotten paid a lot more than they ever did before because they suckered us in, and now they're more in charge than I want to be comfortable admitting, frankly. So, you know, we're looking, number two story this week is the economy. And I was looking at what the Bank of Japan is doing. They said that they are going to scrutinize factors behind the situation, the price trends. You know, not a lot of people talk about Japan. It used to be a powerhouse economy because we set them up after the wars. You know, after World War One, we pretty much set up every country that was involved except Germany, thus sowing the seeds for World War II, and because we were punishing them, we were smart enough not to do that after World War II. The Japanese economy was restored by us in the West, and so was Germany's in the main. But, you know, under the circumstances, look at the other things that we've done since then. Going into North Korea, what we did was rebuild South Korea. Look how thriving they are now. And then we rebuilt Vietnam, a very staunch ally. But how powerful are they? But you know, we made their country much better. And then when you look at the Middle East and the mess that we made there, I don't know. I'm not sure that there's a recovery yet in either Iraq or Afghanistan. But we certainly destabilized the region. And, you know, there were people who it was good for the military-industrial complex. That's for sure. And you wonder about how the prices for various things that are related to the military, how much, you know, they're going to be really beefing up now because they're preparing for war. So there's a lot of money being spent here, and we've created this situation. That's my observation anyway. Economically around the world, we've all said the same thing. Okay, and I don't want to sound like a jerk and say, well, how long have you heard me? I've been resisting some of the stuff, like my cell phone. I guess my cell phone is made in China because you can't find any that aren't made in China. Although, there are some, aren't there? Samsung's made in Korea, I think, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the economic impact of this, then it's interesting to note that Sean Penn, who is an American actor is actually still in Ukraine. He's working on a documentary about the Russians and the assault. So is this, knowing what a nutbird he is, one wonders which side of the coin is going to get flipped. What story is going to be told? Is it like an anti-American piece? Because he's certainly capable of that, given what he said over the years about, you know, he's benefited from all of the things in America that make it easy for somebody like him to make a lot of money in the movie business. But, you know, okay, is it, is, what, or maybe he's taking no position at all. Maybe he's just going to tell the story. That would be good if that's the case. So who knows what he's doing. I think he's got a lot of balsam to stick around over there because, you know, Americans, haven't all the Americans been told long since to get out of there? Mm-hmm. Are there Americans that still live in the Ukraine or are they out of there?
There's still some that are there, but they were told to leave last week.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are, you know, especially in the major city in Kyiv, you know, they just, they have elderly people, they can't leave them behind, they have, you know, young kids or whatever, and a lot of people are staying and sheltering in place. So Sean Penn is in Kyiv, and he's been filming this documentary, or working on it at least, since last October. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what it, how it ends up looking.
Number three, the trucker's convoy. I still don't understand. Maybe you'll help me a little bit with this, ladies. What the point really was of truckers plugging up all the roads. They're supposed to be...
They were trying to protest the mask mandates. Or, excuse me, not mask mandates, vaccine mandates in Canada.
Okay, but they're truckers. They're in the truck by themselves. So what?
Right. So why have a vaccine mandate? That's the point.
Yeah.
And they were not allowed to cross over state lines. And so they said, you're preventing us from doing our job. You're forcing us into something we don't want. And so they took a stand, and they took a stand for a long time.
Well, maybe when you look at it that way, it does sort of, it certainly affects the truckers and delivery of goods and the things.
Yeah,
that,
it did. And, you know, they were saying it was a nuisance. Because they had a bunch of truckers, you know, making noise and stuff. But there was an effort by Justin Trudeau to call these guys Nazis and racists. And every bit of footage, I think, that I've seen, there were only like two or three arrests made. Most of these people were out there, in some cases, feeding the homeless in certain areas of Ottawa that they were in. And I think what's the greater part of the conversation is that Justin Trudeau took emergency powers to debank them, basically pull these truckers off from all of their financial connections. They arrested them. They shut them down. They used the police kind of as an army force to get rid of them. And I think that is kind of disturbing because how long till that happens in our country? We've got my governor, Gavin Newsom, who will not give up emergency authority, even though the pandemic is in his mind, and he's already said it, we're in an endemic stage. So why does he need to still hold on to emergency powers? And are governments willing to push for it? Everybody thinks, well, it won't happen in this country, but you look at people like Mike Lindell, and I know he can be a controversial figure, and he says things that people don't like, but his bank cut ties with him because they didn't like who he was. I mean, do we want to have the place where we used to strive for equality and equity, where now we're saying we're only going to give cell phone service to certain people or people of certain political persuasion so that certain groups can't communicate with one another? I mean, imagine if that had happened in our country when you had all of the BLM protesters in Seattle for 6 weeks. They took over an entire city block and a police precinct, and they were given the chance, they were given the space, even though people were dying in that area, to protest, and nobody deplatformed them, nobody took away their banking. So I feel like we've got some real issues about how we might handle these things in our country moving forward.
Yeah, I think that's true enough. The next item here, number four, is the January 6th situation. I don't think there's much.
Again?
Yeah, exactly. And then the elections, that's something I don't want to spend time. I would like to talk about number six. The nomination process for the next person to be on the Supreme Court. What filtered to the surface this week? I'm sure you were on top of that.
Well, nomination
so much, right?
Go ahead.
His choice has been made, but not announced as of the time, as of us recording this right now, because this is probably going to be out in the next day or so. And so,
will it get lost because of all the focus on
Ukraine? That's what I think. I feel like this week it's been really lost because of what's going on. But I know he had
lost
a bunch of meetings. They were talking about the fact that he had met with the candidates and stuff. It's just, you know, everything gets lost when you've got a country being invaded.
Well, number seven is a focus on race relations. I feel like, and this isn't a criticism, because I think sometimes it's overdone, or, you know, why do we have Black History Month just in February? Why don't we have it all the time? And why aren't we doing a better job teaching history, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, about all Americans? And but at any rate, the business about race relations, I think, and February being Black History Month has been lost. Those opportunities were all of the oxygen in the room has been taken out by the discussion of Russia and Ukraine.
Well, I mean, impending potential war like that, I mean, that's
I'm just saying, I think that's the reality of it, where whatever went on or has gone on. And then, you know, you go down through all of the other items that are here, our relationship with China, I think we've done, I think we've talked about that. Actually, the winter weather that is an effect, I'll talk a little about my experience on an airplane after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Crit this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
I was like looking at the people list that's part of the overview. There are 10 stories from Talkers for the Week, and there are 10 people. And I'm looking at this list, and normally I know everybody who's on the list. But I don't know who Joseph Ladapo is. Is that how you pronounce his name, number 4? Trump is 3, Putin is 2, and Biden's 1. Who's Joseph Ladapo? L-A-D-A-P-O. I probably shouldn't admit that I don't know who that is, but sounds like, because there's crickets, nobody else knows who that guy is.
I feel like the name is familiar, but I'm not sure what. Oh, is he that Florida Surgeon General? Yeah. I think, I don't know what he's up to this week, but he had made some headlines a couple weeks ago, but yeah, I'm not. He was, I think, sort of an anti-vaxxer. There was something controversial about what he was saying.
I just did a quick Google. I guess he's been questioning CDC guidelines, which join the party.
Yeah,
I have too.
Yeah,
I think he went a little farther than that.
He's saying to throw out listening to CDC guidelines is what he said.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy to say that now that things are pretty much over.
Yeah.
So, but it is, you know, you get on the airplane. The airplane ride across the country last night to get me to Los Angeles, it was a little bumpy because there's a storm moving across the country, and people are, the whole discussion of climate change, even somebody on the plane was talking about, wow, it was 70 degrees in Boston 2 days ago, and now it's 20, and it's snowing. So is that climate change? Is that a result of climate change? You can point in that direction, I suppose. I don't know that it's directly related, but there are
intense swings in temperatures like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I tell you, I like the intense. I was in a short-sleeve shirt. It's nice. A little early for it, however, though, at least in New England. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour. Yeah.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Past the hour, it is now time for the top five tech stories of the week. Starting with number five, the pandemic has obviously accelerated the usage of QR codes, taking them from, you know, they were kind of obscure before the pandemic, and now they became just sort of ubiquitous. They're in every restaurant, they're in businesses. They was prominently featured a floating QR code at the last Sunday Super Bowl commercial marathon, and that was basically a floating QR code sending users to the website of Coinbase. 76 million Americans scanned a QR code in 2021. That is up 44% from 2 years before that. And that's expected to hit 100 million by 2025. Now, here's where the warning comes in. If you are still in a place where, you know, they don't hand you menus, or they're still asking you, any business is asking you to scan the QR code for whatever reason, make sure that there is not a sticker placed on top of the original code, because the FBI is warning there's so much fraud going on with QR codes that are taking people to dark websites, and they are stealing people's information, identity theft, financial information, things like that. And plus, you can get, you know, malicious sites have malware, all kinds of stuff that you don't want. So that is the official warning this week. Once again, reminding everybody, just make sure before you scan a QR code that you know it is a legitimate website. Check the link before you click on it and make sure everything looks real.
This is like the new checking your email address of who something's from before clicking anything.
Exactly. You have to make sure you know exactly what you're clicking on. Number four this week, Uber has been in the news this week because of something that riders have been asking for a really long time. You know what your rating is as a rider of Uber, but you don't ever get a breakdown. Now, Uber is actually giving you that information to see which drivers and how many drivers left you a one-star rating. And so, basically, Uber is letting people know, you know, we want everyone to behave better. Apparently, New York City is the worst behaved customers. Not that surprising. And all of Texas, apparently the best behaved riders. So they said you can now see of your most recent 500 trips on the platform. They want to incentivize good behavior. Now, to keep your ratings high, Uber advises riders to clean up after themselves, buckle their seatbelts, be on time, be respectful, and don't slam the door. You would think those are all pretty simple things, but apparently that's what gives people a lot of one-star ratings. Goodness. And so number three, Google is in the news this week. The Google Nest doorbell has been draining its battery faster than normal, or it's been stopping completely. And everyone has been up in arms about this. They've been calling the company. They're trying to figure out why it is. And it turns out Google Nest cams don't like cold weather, and it cannot maintain its charge at temperatures below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. So there is now an update that they ran. Then they say that it might help with it. Even if your doorbell is hardwired to your house, those units are still experiencing a battery drain. And so they say the best thing you can do is if you live in a really cold climate and you don't want your battery to be draining, and obviously, you know, if you're asleep in the middle of the night, you don't want your camera to go out if it's a security measure. And so they said the best thing to do is when you charge your Google Nest doorbell, then bring them inside to charge them. Now, on the other side, they say, don't worry when we get to the warmer weather, because they can stay charged into well into over 100 degrees, 104 degrees Fahrenheit, and you will not encounter any issues with your battery draining. So
I would have thought that it would be opposite, that the heat would be draining it.
Yeah, you would think so. But, you know, just if you think about, like, metal contracts when it's cold, and so it's sort of like all the components in the battery, it makes sense that it just wouldn't. It wouldn't be fired up the same way. Number two this week, AT&T was in the news, and they announced this week that they have ended their 3G service. Multiple older smartphones, countless other devices are no longer working this week. Now, the added features that everyone is accustomed to using on smartphones means that you have to have a new network and a faster network to support all of that. So AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile have shut down all of their 3G, and they're making room for 5G. Now, if you own a 3G phone that doesn't support, that needs to be updated, you might actually get away with just doing an update, but definitely contact your internet service provider and your cell provider and see what your options may be. And then the number one story this week in tech, the IRS, of course, it's tax time coming up soon, and the IRS has abandoned the facial recognition software that became very controversial. And so in the future, they will be replacing that with login.gov for anyone who goes onto the IRS.gov site to file their taxes. But for this year, you'll have to do an in-person video interview to clearly identify who you are. That's going to be in replace of the recognition software. So it's a little bit better. All right, that's the top five tech stories of the week. It is 58 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.